This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Coming up, stardust shortens the distance between a father and daughter. But first, there's something inspiring about a life at sea. That mixture of solitude, intimacy, and danger can arouse deep emotion in those who fish for a living. From Astoria, Oregon, reporter Elizabeth Wynn Johnson brings us this story of a unique breed of working artist, the fisher poet.
I'll see if I can get the old girl running.
For almost half a century, Dave Densmore has earned his living on the water, up and down the coasts of Oregon, Washington, and Alaska, fishing tuna and trolling for salmon.
We're kind of a throwback. Commercial fishermen are kind of the last of something that used to be pretty common. And it's in a lot of ways, it's kind of sad. But I don't mind being the last as long as I'm still am.
Densmore's got a nickname, Dangerous Dave. And he looks the part, dark, shoulder-length hair and wild, wiry eyebrows, so long they cast shadows over his mismatched eyes, one green, one blue. But looks can be deceiving. Full-time fisherman, part-time poet is how Densmore describes himself.
Okay.
Late at night, alone on the water, he dials up a quiet channel on the VHF radio and reads for hours, while far-flung crabbers and gillnetters listen in.
Yeah, here's one for you guys. Working off shore there tonight. Call her radio chatter. I was running up the coast through a long, dark, rainy night, drinking coffee and scanning the V, giving sleep a solid fight. Dialed up a couple fellows talking, one an old-timer by the sound. They're talking of all the changes. Both sounded pretty down.
But the old-timer held my attention. He expressed my thoughts without fail. I swear it sounded like that old man must have read my mail. In about the saddest voice I've ever heard, he said, I'm proud of my life and what I've done, but it's changing so fast now. Wouldn't want it for my son.
Densmore's written over 200 poems. He keeps them in an aging binder held together with duct tape. He says he catches poems rather than creating them, usually at night when he's alone in the wheelhouse, staring at a row of windows that look out to nothing but darkness.
The more you look at them, the more they just kind of seem like a blank blackboard, and all kinds of ideas come springing out of them at you. I've made more than one run from the stern to the galley to get a piece of paper and a pencil to write something down before I forget it.
There are a lot more closet poets in the fishing industry than you might imagine.
John Van Amerongen is editor of the Seattle-based Alaska Fisherman's Journal.
I think just the fact that people are out there by themselves experiencing nature in its rawest form and also dealing with their emotions in their rawest form leads them to somehow pick up a pen and write on the galley table. I get poetry that's written on the backs of envelopes, on the backs of fish tickets. I got one on the back of a canned salmon label.
Some of the best comes from former commercial fisherman Gino Leach. He's taking a break from life on the water. He owns a couple of seafood restaurants in Chinook, Washington, where it's warm and dry beside a crackling fire on misty North Coast days.
Well, I don't miss the bar crossings and back-breaking toil. The ice forks and shovels and saltwater boils. Or diesel-fouled forecastles with iron on board bunks. The stink, the sweat, the gurrying funk. I don't miss the buck, the bang and the roll. Kidney-punching nor'westers and nut-numbing cold.
Gino Leach doesn't harbor romantic notions about seafaring life, but he'll tell you the sun shines brighter and the beer tastes better after a long, hard trip. The best thing about fishing, he says, is when you stop.
Well, sometimes at night in a tea cozy warm bed, I think of the years that I stood on my head, dragging, crabbing, and albacore jigging. Yeah, I miss a fish, but I don't miss a fishing.
Leach hasn't dropped anchor for good. He says something always seems to call him back.
I think I'd rather have stories to tell than a bank account. You know, I mean, when you die, I think the winner's the guy that has the most stories, you know.
Every February, fisher poets converge on the coastal town of Astoria to share the stories of their disappearing way of life. Some fishermen cringe at the mere mention of the words tourist attraction, but the audience is growing each year, and Gino Leach says he has a pretty good idea of why they come.
You know, people are just, they're dying for something real. They can almost, you know, eat it like a steak, you know, put it in a to-go box and take it home. You know, I think people kind of hunger for that.
The Fisher Poets Gathering is a three-day festival of poetry, stories, and music in Astoria, Oregon. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson.